The well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again here at Confessions of an Ex-Banker. My name is John Callis. I am a certified financial planner here in Montreal, Quebec for the past 18 or so years. And I run my own financial planning firm called Merit Financial Planning. And for the next 6 or so weeks, I'm going to be running a series called the Unbiased RRSP Advice Corner. So most of you know that it's approaching RRSP season, and you're going to be making decisions on what kind of contribution you want to make, how much you're going to make as a contribution, how to invest the money once you make the RRSP contribution. So I thought a few episodes on RRSPs would be useful for everybody out there. So let's start right away. And before I get into the actual types of investments, why don't I give a primer on what an RRSP is and what's the benefits of RRSPs? So basically, when you're making an RRSP contribution, the government allows you to reduce your taxable income by the amount of the RRSP contribution that you make, and you basically get the taxes that you've paid on that amount of income back to you. So an example will make it clear. Let's say you made $50,000 in the previous year, and you make an RRSP contribution of $5,000. What that means is your taxable income goes from $50,000 to $45,000. So the government will have charged you, let's say, income tax for $50,000, but now you've made an RRSP contribution and you've reduced your taxable income to $45,000. So the government owes you taxes on the $5,000 RRSP contribution that you've made. So that is the biggest benefit of an RRSP contribution. The other big benefit, actually, probably is bigger benefit, actually, is the fact that in your RRSP, the money that is in there will grow on a tax-free basis. So if you're making, you know, interest or dividends or capital gains with stocks and stuff like that, any gain that you make is not going to be taxable. Whereas if you make gains and interest outside an RRSP, that income that you make is taxable. And keep in mind that once you are in your retirement part of your life, you'll be able to start withdrawing money from your RRSP. As a matter of fact, the government will force you to withdraw money once you turn 71. And at that point, theoretically, you'll be in a lower tax bracket. So you will have saved taxes, you know, in the long term when you're doing RRSP contributions. So that, in about a minute and a half, is what an RRSP does, the benefit. Benefits and how you should use them. What I tell people that are about to make RRSP contributions, the first step that you need to make sure, or what you need to make sure, is to have a financial plan that will tell you exactly how your RRSP contributions should be invested. And I know most people don't have a plan. So what I would recommend as a step one would be to buy an RRSP, make sure you make your RRSP contributions. But once you make, you have to come up with a decision of how to invest the money. At this point, without a plan, the best thing that you can do is what we call park your RRSP contribution, which basically means buy an investment that is redeemable, cashable, liquid, meaning that you can convert it into any type of investment at any time you want. And the reason you want to do this is because, as I mentioned, get a financial plan, a clearly written, clearly explained financial plan that'll show you how to invest the money. And once you do that, then you can go ahead and make a an actual investment of the RRSP. So again, make the contribution, and if you're not sure, park it in an investment that you can cash in anytime you want. So I thought I would talk about that a little bit in a little bit more detail today. So one thing I'll mention right off the bat, don't get into the habit of making an RRSP contribution and then just forgetting about it, because lots of people do that. I've seen it over and over again over my 20 some odd years in the industry, where people will buy an RRSP contribution without knowing what to do with it, and then it'll just sit there for years and years and years, earning very little interest or very little returns. So once you do make your contribution, make sure that you get the money invested properly. Now, when it comes to picking an investment that's redeemable, cashable, liquid, I wouldn't be too concerned with what kind of interest rate it pays, because again, the goal is to just leave the money in there maybe for a month or two or three, until you come up with a great strategy through your financial plan to invest the money. But if you really want to take advantage of high interest rates or get at least the best rate you possibly can, I'm looking at a board right now that shows me all the various institutions that offer interest or cashable GICs that you can again redeem anytime you want. And the best rate that I'm seeing right now today, January 16th, is 1.35% at ICICI Bank Canada. That's ICICI Bank Canada. What you'd need to do if you were going to go for the biggest rate or the best rate is park your money in there, and then, you know, go do your financial plan. And once you get an idea of how to do your, you know, what to invest your money in, what you'd have to do at that point is transfer the money from the ICICI Bank of Canada to the institution that you're going to get your financial planning, your financial plan done. To buy different types of investments, because I don't believe ICICI Bank Canada offers any serious investments like exchange traded funds, which you know that I love, or anything else like that. But as a matter of fact, you can actually buy GICs through this institution. They offer pretty good rates also. But one thing I would suggest to you, don't necessarily go for the best rate at this point, because it's going to be for a very short period of time. It's not worth the effort. It's not worth the paperwork that it would take to move your money around. I would suggest just pick an institution where, or I'd say a banking institution where they have a discount brokerage, and all major banks have discount brokerages. And then just get the best rate possible. The discount brokerage firms of banks will also offer decent rates, you know, maybe close to 1% or so for something that is cashable. So why don't you go ahead and do that? It'll save you lots of time and lots of paperwork. And I think that would be probably the best way to proceed when it comes to buying a cashable investment at this point. Now, be warned that when you walk into your bank, I think the best place that you can start, especially if you're starting out with your RRSP, the best thing that you can do is go to your bank and make that RRSP contribution. Don't get sucked in by a sales pitch to buy mutual funds or anything like that. Bankers or financial planners that work for banks, as I've mentioned several times in this show, they have objectives for RRSPs, and they are pushed by their branch managers and to basically sell mutual funds. It's the biggest profit maker for banks. Don't get sucked in on this, especially if you're not sure how you're going to be investing your money. Just ask them to put you in something that's cashable, so you can make up your mind after. Just get your RRSP contributions in before the deadline, which is February 28th. And then you can get an idea of how to invest your money again by seeking out an independent financial planner. If you're going to go use a financial planner at a bank, again, I've mentioned this several times on Confessions of an Ex-Banker, they're going to create a retirement plan for you, and it's basically going to be looked at once and tossed aside, because they're not in the business of providing advice. They're in the business of selling products. They'll offer you an RRSP or a retirement plan to basically lure you in to get your money, and then you're not going to be looked after. This I can assure you. I shouldn't say everyone, but this is the case most of the times when you're dealing with any banker at a branch of your bank. So unfortunately, that's just how things are in the industry. It's a commission-based industry. And this is why I'm always advising people to seek out an independent financial planner. Independent financial planners will charge you for their plan, but I'll tell you something, it's definitely worth the charge, because if they're giving you proper advice, then they're going to recommend investments that charge very little fees, and basically the savings that you will get in the fees of the investments will more than compensate the price that you will be charged for a financial plan. Now, financial planners will charge, you know, anywhere from hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars depending on the complexity of the issue. But if you're starting out and you're new or you're just, you know, starting to accumulate wealth and your situation is not terribly complicated, then you should get away with a financial plan that is in the neighborhood of $1,000 or so, you know, give or take a couple of $100. So seek out an independent financial planner to create the financial plan, and then they should be able to show you or guide you towards the best types of investments to put your plan into action. So that's it for today's episode. It was episode 1 of 6 episodes that I'll be doing. Again, I'm calling the series the Unbiased RSP Advice Corner. Again, to review step 1, if you don't have a financial plan, make your RRSP contribution, but don't invest it in something that is locked in for a year or two, or mutual funds. Invest it in a cashable, redeemable, a savings RRSP. Those are all interchangeable terms. Choose an investment like that until you figure out how to invest your money, and we'll take it from there on episode 2. I'll get into some more strategies, and there'll be strategies that you can employ once you have a financial plan. So that's it for today. Thank you very much again for joining me on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. As always, if you have any questions, and I'd love to hear from you if you have a specific RRSP questions, if you have any questions, email me at john.kalos, that's K-A-L-O-S, at meritfinancialplanning.ca. Merit is MERIT. So john.kalos at meritfinancialplanning.ca. And always remember that money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. So make sure you get some good quality, unbiased financial advice. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Kalos, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370. Or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.